sickening statistics. There's so much talk about fake news and alternative facts, surely we can trust the Office for National Statistics to get it right. Despite workplace stress, a fall in real income, worsening environmental conditions, a housing crisis, cuts, poor diet, job insecurity, sanctions and the myriad of factors affecting our health, the stats show workers must be getting healthier. About 137 million working days, 4.3 days per worker, were lost to sickness or injury in 2016, compared to 132 million in 2013. That was the lowest level since 1993, when the study began, and absence due to sickness was at its highest, 7.2 days per worker. There's been a fairly steady decline since 2003, especially during the economic downturn. Surprised? Minor illnesses like coughs and colds remain the most common given excuse at 25%, followed by musculoskeletal problems like back or neck pain. Other stated causes, stress, depression, anxiety and serious physical conditions, make up 12%. Women, older workers, people with long-term health problems, smokers, health workers and employees, in firms with more than 500 staff were most likely to be off sick. Over the last 20 years, the greatest reduction in sickness absence rates was among workers with long-term health problems, workers aged 50 to 64, and public sector workers. It's all a matter of interpretation. You might argue health is improving. Or you could conclude that in these groups people are scared to stay home, however ill they may feel. Workers with chronic health problems, older workers and those in precarious jobs or smaller companies without union organization simply soldier on. Perhaps this explains why agency workers frequently turn up at work, including hospitals, with heavy colds, potentially infecting others. And why Meals on Wheels staff with stomach bugs are told not to work in the kitchen, but sent to deliver meals to the elderly and vulnerable. Sometimes looking beyond the data reveals the truth behind the stats. Sue Powell, Gloucester.